It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. So, whatever happened to Kodak? Coming next. Hello, it is Tom. Whatever happened to Kodak? I mean, how did this mighty company, this king of the photo business, come tumbling down? A couple of reasons Kodak failed. One is the phenomenon that we call creative destruction. It is a normal part of healthy economies. Creative destruction. It's a term given to us by an economist named Schumpeter in the 1930s, I believe. Creative destruction is when new, better ideas crush old, poorer ideas. New digital photography crushed Kodak's old film photography. Case closed. Why didn't Kodak change? Well, its managers saw this train coming at them years ago, so why didn't Kodak become a digital photography company? Or why didn't it morph into something else? Stubborn, inflexible management, I think. And that is true in some companies. Their top executives resist change until new ideas from outside crush them. Some companies are flexible enough to change and to change again as new creative ideas arrive. IBM has done so after nearly failing. Corning has done so after coming perilously close to failing. Both companies changed radically. Kodak, unfortunately, did not. More after this wee pause. If you have $100,000, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million in stocks, bonds, mutual fund, managed money, or cash, send for Tom's questionnaire. It'll have ideas for what to do with the cash. It'll also evaluate your investments and tell you whether they're doing for you what they should be. Call 1-866-225-4334. 1-866-225-4334. Or do the questionnaire confidentially online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. Good thought from the cartoon character Maxine. Do you realize that in about 40 years, the world will have old ladies running around with tattoos? And rap music will be the golden oldies? Now that's scary. This is Tom as in Morgan.